Here in the United States, doctors perform millions of surgeries a year, in hospitals, clinics, even in their offices. But in many parts of the world, surgery is not so easy to come by. A new report says billions of people around the globe lack access to even basic surgical care. To get a better sense of the challenges of performing surgery in the developing world, NPR's Jason Beaubien went to Ghana, where he observed one surgeon on just one afternoon.
It's a bit after midday at the Koforidua Regional Hospital in Ghana. This place is about an hour and a half north of the capital, Accra. Six patients are waiting for surgery on metal gurneys. Dr. Forster and Ponsa is about to start an appendix operation when the electricity shuts off. One of the young patients is spooked by the darkness. This surgical ward has a dedicated generator, but it also is dead.
The general electricity is out, and our generator is broken down.
Still in his scrubs and a hairnet, Dr. Amponsa switches from surgeon to electricity repairman. The doctor and one of his nurses start making phone calls. They think they might be able to borrow a generator from another part of the hospital.
What is John's number?
As Dr. Amponsa tries to line up power, orderlies wheel two more patients into the waiting area. What's happening here illustrates some of the huge challenges of providing surgical care in poorer parts of the world. A new report in BMJ Global Health says about 5 billion people lack access to proper surgical care globally. Ghana is actually doing better than many African countries when it comes to surgery. For instance, this hospital has 4 operating theaters and 2 surgeons, but there's only 1 anesthetist, so both surgeons can't operate at the same time. Dr. Amponsa says they often run out of medical supplies, and just this morning, the chief surgical nurse got called off the ward to cover at maternity. Finally, after a half an hour, the main power supply flickers back on, and Ponsa whirls into action.
Sena, can we go in with the chest tubes?
He swings his arms as he herds his staff back into the operating theater.
Appendix 1, chest tube. Okay. Okay, so let's do 1 appendix, then we'll do 1 chest tube.
Amponsa preps the appendectomy patient while at the same time triaging the growing crowd in the waiting room. He orders 2 men that he deems not emergencies to be sent home and rescheduled for another day. He cuts open the abdomen of his first patient of the day and discovers that the suction machine is on the fritz again. An intern rushes to get one from one of the other operating theaters. Then, with the patient still open in front of him, a nurse comes in to tell him there's been a car crash. An open-top Jeep has somersaulted off the highway. One of the passengers is in extremely bad shape. The nurse puts Amponsa on speakerphone with the triage staff at the emergency room.
He's what? Breathing from the nose.
He's bleeding from the nose.
I'm coming to see.
Dr. Amponsa finishes the appendix operation, strips off his surgical gloves, and rushes out of the ward. The emergency room is up a hill across the hospital grounds.
Fix his hand. Put his hand back.
Amponsa barks orders at the orderlies and then whisks the most severely injured of the patients, a teenager with a fractured skull, onto a gurney.
Get a gray sheet to cover him and take off.
The doctor spends much of the rest of the afternoon patching up these car crash victims. Then he'll return to the patients who've been waiting all day for him.
There are times that we stay here till around 3 a.m. and we have to come back the next day.
One of the reasons people aren't able to get surgery in many parts of the world is because surgery is so complex. It requires highly trained surgeons, support staff, drugs, equipment, nurses. It's expensive. Dr. Josh Nkomstra, one of the authors of the new report on global surgery, says putting together and maintaining these complex systems isn't easy. And it's something that international donors have often shied away from funding.
This is a problem that's been really developing over the last number of decades, as surgery hasn't had the kind of media attention that other global health problems have had.
International donors have been interested in programs that show quick, tangible results, he says. It's easy to quantify the impact of a vaccination campaign, or the distribution of bed nets to block malaria, or the provision even of anti-AIDS drugs. Funders say X number of people were served. Funders are less interested in tackling thornier issues like medical education and a country's faulty electrical infrastructure. Nkomstra says even a basic surgical program can dramatically improve patients' quality of life and even save lives.
We're not calling for access to the most expensive highest technology-based surgical procedures. But we're talking about basic surgeries that we want everyone in the world to have access to.
Surgeries like a hernia repair and draining fluid from around someone's lung. Surgeries that Dr. Mponsa at the Covarrubia Regional Hospital in Ghana had been trying to get to all day. Mponsa and the other surgeon finally make it through the backlog. When they leave for the evening, the waiting room's empty, but the nurses have already lined up a full schedule of surgeries for the morning. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.